Pastor Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church, Philippines, and I wanted to make a quick video talking about how is soul winning in the Philippines compared to other locations. Now, I've been soul winning, obviously, throughout the United States, obviously throughout the Philippines. Outside of that, I've been soul winning in Guyana for a couple weeks on a missions trip. And so those are really the three areas that I have experience. And I understand there's a lot of places all over the world. Many people that might watch this have probably gone soul winning in other locations or more locations. You could have a good idea as well. But specifically for the Philippines, what have I seen here versus these other areas? Now, obviously, when you look at a country like the Philippines with over 100 million people, you know, it's a big country and different parts of the Philippines are going to be more or less receptive. Where my family lives in Pampanga, it seems to be the least receptive of the areas I've gone soul winning in the Philippines. And, you know, I have some ideas why that might be, but it seems to be a little bit less receptive than other areas. And what I found is areas where maybe the people are a little bit less comfortable with the English language, not as big of cities, I think they're actually more receptive to the gospel. But obviously, there can be a bit of a hindrance with a language difference depending on how old the person is that you're talking to or their experience and things such as that. So to give you a quick idea about some of the differences, is the Philippines the most receptive country to the gospel on the planet? That's a question that I hear a lot, and it's actually not an easy question to answer. I want to give you a comparison between Guyana and the Philippines. When I was in Guyana, you know, a large percentage of people would talk to you. It was not a problem at all finding people that were willing to talk to you. And, you know, you'd spend time giving the gospel. And you know what? There'd be a good chance at the end of the conversation they'd get saved. Now, a lot of people do have an Indian descent. There's a lot of Hindus in Guyana. They were less likely to get saved, obviously. But, you know, I would find a lot of people listen. A lot of people got saved. And, you know, you spend 3 hours soul winning and you've given the gospel maybe six times, you know, twice per hour. And four people get saved and two don't get saved. Pretty good results. You feel really good. I mean, most of the people you talked to got saved. Most of the people you tried to talk to were willing to listen. And then you do the same in the second half. You end the day with eight salvations and you feel really great. But then the actual number of eight salvations is actually lower than what you'd get in the Philippines. But in the Philippines, you get rejected all the time. Now, why is that? Well, the reason why is because in the Philippines, you're often talking to groups at one time. And it's just very common, I guess, as a cultural difference where you'll talk to groups of six people, groups of eight people, and they don't always all listen. I never count all the people in big groups that I talk to, but you'll have a contingent of them that definitely listen and a lot of people get saved. And so, you know, you end up getting big results. And so you get rejected a lot in the Philippines, but I think you can end up with more salvations in a comparison with a country like Guyana. Now, I understand Guyana's gone through a big economic boom the last 5 to 10 years. So I cannot speak toward what they are in the present day, but in the past, they were very receptive, a very poor country, but I would get a lot less people saved than I would here in the Philippines. It's one thing that surprises people when they come to missions trips or come sowing in the Philippines. They hear how receptive it is, and then they're getting rejected left and right, and then sometimes they think, man, nobody understands English, or they're not interested, but you do get rejected a lot in the Philippines. When we go door to door, you can go for a while, and everyone's saying, no, no, no. The other advantage we have in the Philippines is we have parks where a lot of people hang out. There's plenty of parks in the U.S., but in the U.S., you don't usually have people just kind of hanging out and just relaxing, people to talk to. Well, in the Philippines, you'll have groups of just six people hanging out, and they're free to listen, they're free to talk, and you basically can be very selective of who you talk to, and you can try to talk to younger people, and people just have the time to listen. And so, you know, there's just a lot of people in the Philippines. It's very densely populated. So even though you get rejected, you can get a lot of people saved. So what you need to do is just have confidence and realize that you will get rejected, not let that defeat you. And just realize that, you know what, if you try three or four times, you're going to have somebody listen to you. And then you can sometimes get a group of people that you end up talking to. And so the other question people ask is, well, what about the language barrier with English? Is there a big language barrier? Well, in my experience, soul winning in Pampanga and Metro Manila, there is not a major language barrier that people have. What you do have, though, is a culture of people that are incredibly good at speaking and understanding English, but for whatever reason, they have a lower opinion of their English speaking ability as people in some other countries. So, you know, there's a lot of Asian countries where people do not speak very good English at all, and yet they think they speak very good. Because if you look at charts on how people rate their English speaking ability, the Philippines is not near the top of the list for countries where it's a secondary language. And yet, from my experience, almost everybody speaks it very, very well. Now, I'm talking about Pampanga, Metro Manila. These are bigger areas. You know, I know there's some areas of the Philippines where maybe they don't speak as well. But in general, people are learning, they're being taught school in the English language. Not just learning English in school, they're being taught in English. If you go to college, you're certainly being taught in English because textbooks are English. It's very much a pro-America country, so they're watching American TV, they're listening to American music. And especially with the younger crowd, it's unlikely to run into people that just have no experience with English. But what you will find is people that are a bit apprehensive. So what I tell the people is when you're going to go out soul winning, you need to go with confidence. And, you know, they might have this feeling like, oh, I'm uncomfortable speaking English, when in reality, they probably speak it very well. So you've got to act just normal, act confident, that it's no big deal. And then you're more likely to get people to listen to you if you do that. So it's kind of the rundown on some of these things. Is it the most receptive country on the planet? It's certainly in the argument for the country where you could get the most amount of people saved in one day, but it's certainly not near the top of the list in countries of getting the highest percentage of the people that you run into saved. I'm sure a lot of countries in Africa and a lot of poor countries around the world, you could get a much higher percentage of people saved. That's certainly true with Guyana, or at least it was when I went there. But I do believe you get more people saved in the Philippines by the end of the day. So it kind of depends on how you look at that question. You know, in terms of English speaking ability, it's not usually a hindrance for me. I mean, I'm preaching the gospel in Tagalog, but when I feel people are very comfortable with English, I often will just kind of switch over to English. And you know, usually they're completely fluent, so it's not a problem whatsoever. You certainly will not have trouble running into people that are fluent enough in English to get them saved here when you're going soul winning in the Philippines. And so that's just my experience of a comparison between soul winning in the Philippines and the U.S. We get to utilize parks. People are very good with the English language. And you often get to talk to big groups. What's the result? You know, it is very possible to hit double-digit salvations if you go soul winning on a soul winning marathon. You know, you can get big salvations here. Why? Because you know what, people you'll find groups of people willing to listen, their English is good, and you can be very selective as you go to parks to talk to specifically the people that look like they might be more receptive than others. Anyways, thank you and God bless.